Hey guys, this is Mike Badano, and you're listening to Sarcastic Remarks on 365 Sportscast Radio Network.
Hey Chris, I'm too mad. Can you start us off?
Welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks, the only Stars fan-led podcast.
Wow, that was weak.
It's the podcast of the team who scores no goals, and we just play defense.
Yeah, so after scoring, like, 6-7 goals and 3 games in the first, like, 7 games, now we've scored 2.
No more goals.
They're not allowed. But this is not surprising for this Stars team. It's been like that for a long time now, so. Anyway, guys, welcome back to Sarcastic Remarks. Along with Chris, I'm Ryan. And Stars lose tonight with a final score of 2-1 in overtime again. And this time it was a different goaltender. And it was a different goaltender today, too.
No, what? Oh, yeah, the Hawks had a different goaltender.
Yep. So, yeah. Ottinger played well the first both of these games, and he did not deserve to lose either one of those games. But I don't really
Alas, here we are.
Yeah, right. So, sorry, it's been a week for us because it's been rough at work for me. But anyways, so the game on Sunday sucked, and we just weren't playing well. Today we played well, and we weren't getting any kind of, execution out of any of the scoring chances we had. I think we had 3 breakaways, right?
Yeah, I think 3. So.
And one of them was Garionov, and then
they were all shots from the dot. Like, they were just at the dots, and they're like, okay, I'll shoot now. And they weren't good shots either.
Well, we just had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, and it was just not going in the net today. I don't know what the deal was. So, really frustrating. And then another moot point for the Stars is they continue to take penalties.
Yep.
Extremely frustrating to watch this team.
Watching these today, it seemed like they were completely, like, on top of us and not on top of the Hawks. But, I mean, it keeps happening, so it can't just be that the refs suck. Because, I mean, there's got to be something going on. So, I don't know exactly what it is. You have any hunches?
We have dirtier players? I know that's not true, but I don't know. I mean, it's not like we have Sean Avery or Steve Vaughn anymore, or even Antoine Roussel. And then Radulov. Radulov wasn't even playing tonight, so yeah. I don't know what the deal is.
It's just stick infractions every time. Like and they seem soft. Like, especially that Klinger hook. Like, that was, whatever, dude.
Right, and I understand that, but the refs are going to make bad calls regardless. They're never going to be perfect. That's the human error in the game. But at the same time, the Stars should be killing those things off. And that was, like, in the second period, we were all over them. All over them that first maybe 13 minutes or so. And maybe even the first 15 minutes. And, of course, we take a penalty that could or could not be called a penalty, whatever. Okay, mm-hmm. We still have to kill it off. And then Janmark scores the goal for the Blackhawks, which, by the way, he has 5 goals now. So he had 6 last year in all the games last year. So unless he, like, doesn't score any more goals for the rest of the year, he's going to eclipse his goal total from last year.
Well, so, that kind of makes sense. I've seen a bunch of people talk about that on like, Facebook groups and stuff, too. And they're like, oh, see, guys, we shouldn't have gotten rid of Janmark. No, because he's playing, like, almost double.
He is playing top 6 minutes with that team.
He is playing better than he was with us, but he's also playing a lot more hockey. Like, it just makes sense for him in his career. He wants to become a better player, so he's going to go to a team where he can play more. Like, it made sense for both parties for him to leave.
Right.
So,
he just wanted
quit talking like you knew Janmark would have been a top 6 forward this year, because no, even if he was on our team, he still wouldn't be. He'd probably be a fourth liner with us, which is why he left.
Right. Man, that's why
so
he wanted
you're not
the extra
smart.
Time.
Shut up.
He wanted the extra time, and the Stars were not going to give it to him. It sounds kind of like Patrick Laine in Winnipeg. They were never going to give him first-line minutes like he wanted, so they traded him. And now he's playing on the first line, and he actually got I don't know if you saw, but he got benched for the whole third period and then like half of the second period. And everybody's like, oh, it's Tortorella. Everybody hates Tortorella. And it's not Tortorella's fault. Line A does. I mean, with John Tortorella, that coach, you have to like, you have to work hard to get the ice time. Just because you make a bunch of money doesn't mean you're going to get the ice time. Anyway, I'm getting off the topic. But anyways, penalties bad.
Penalty good. Kill bad.
Yeah,
penalty
that's true.
Penalty kill has been bad, too. We saw we're at like, what was it? We're killing off like barely 80%.
Yeah, which is not good. Like,
that's pretty trash. And the percentage tonight didn't help at all, so... Yeah, I think it's coming down to penalties and freaking score on your scoring chances. Like, I mean, we had a lot of shots tonight, but just put the dang puck in the net. Like,
well, I mean, think about all the chances we had. We had the on the power play. We had the shot from Ben from his knee that he didn't even get on net. He just totally missed it. We had the breakaway from Foxa. We had the breakaway from Como. We had the breakaway from Garionov. What else did we have? We had the almost goal by Hintz, his second of the game, and he just missed it. I guess I don't know. It was behind Lankinen. It was behind him, and nobody else knew where the puck was except for Roope Hintz, and he just missed it. So it's maybe it's just puck luck. I don't. What, is
think,
that it?
I think especially this game, we were unlucky. We had some bad puck luck. But last game, it was more sucky. Like, I was happier watching this game. I felt like this was a better game. It's just very strange playing much better and getting the exact same result. Like, the overall team game was better, but individually, players weren't better. I don't know how that makes sense, but, like...
Well, and again, this goes back to don't take stupid penalties, and it don't even give them a chance to like even think about taking a penalty, or calling a penalty. Don't even let the Zebras even think about it. Move your feet. Don't just use your stick, because that was the turning point in the whole game. Was that penalty and that Yanmark goal? Because then they came out in the third and they were slaughtering us like play wise. Not in the goal department or anything like that, but they were after us, especially in that first 5 minutes of the third period. We sucked it up. And if it hadn't been for Otter, it would have been a lot worse. He made a couple of huge saves in that third period. And then there was that wraparound.
We can talk about. Otter played great both games. He was fantastic. I called it. Give me credit, everybody. Leave 5 stars down below for Christian calling how great Otter was going to be. Yeah, he's awesome. Hopefully he can keep that up.
Yeah, I don't get the whole deal with just taking stupid penalties. We were playing, on top of our game. The first period was pretty good. We had some issues, but it was pretty solid. And then the second period wasn't any good.
The second period was good until Blackhawks. The penalty. Yeah.
Right, for the Blackhawks, yeah.
Gotcha.
But and then the third period, we just fell flat. I don't know what the deal was, but we just
until the last
fell completely
5 minutes.
Flat. So a couple of stats for the night. We kind of already talked about it, but I want to say this is like the fifth or sixth game in a row that the penalty kill has leaked a little bit. So Chicago went 1-for-4, and Dallas went 0-for-2. So,
yeah, those special teams are not there anymore, which might be due to people going in and out a lot, right? So there's not a consistent personnel up there on the power play. So,
yeah, and Razor was talking about that. He was saying like, this is the, or actually it might've been Bogorod, whatever, but, they were saying that they have fielded 10 different lineups through the first 10 games of the season, and it's
how are you supposed to build chemistry with that? Like,
well, I mean, the thing is that every team is going to go through that with this whole COVID thing, so we just need to not make excuses and just go with the flow and see what happens.
Yeah, that's really what it is. When you're a defensive team and you want to be a cup contender, you win these 1-2 games, you get the 2 goals. that if you want to be one of the best teams in the league, these are the games you have to scrap out and win. When one of your highest scoring players, Radulov, was out tonight, other people are hurt, like you're crippled a little bit. You got to find a way to win this game if you want to be one of the best teams in the league. So,
well, and there's a lot of people that are like a little, you know, beat up or whatever. You know, I'm sure Ropé is still nursing an injury. Jamie is probably still a little on his ankle, probably. And but the most frustrating thing about all of this is the team that we were playing. This was the Chicago Blackhawks. Okay, this is not the 2010-2011 Chicago Blackhawks. Not only is this not the 2010-2011 Blackhawks, this is the Blackhawks without two of their top six forwards. They don't have Jonathan Toews, who is arguably one of the best players of the past decade, and then one of the, you know, up-and-coming rookies who was supposed to be huge at the World Juniors, Kirby Doc. They had two of their top six forwards out. And this is both of these games are games that if we're going to be considered that cup-contending team, like you were saying, we have to win these games. You know, what are people saying about us now? You know, we were all, you know, telling people, no, we're still a cup contender. We're still, you know, up there in the standings where we should be second or third, right? And that's what we want. That's what we want from this team. And the two losses to Carolina did not look good. The loss to Columbus didn't look good. And then these two losses to the Chicago Blackhawks did not look good.
Yeah.
So, I know
the four games start 1, 2, and 3.
Right. Exactly.
That's awful.
And I really hope they get rid of these quote unquote 3-point games. So you get a point for being a loser in an overtime game. They just need to get rid of the overtime point. Keep the overtime. I love the 3-on-3 overtime. That's great. Keep the shootout. That's fine too.
Nah,
but they need to get rid of the point because
that won't work.
No, it's like, I'm sorry, but it's like a participation trophy. It's stupid. It's useless. The thing is, if you look at it the way that you're talking about, so we're 1, 2, and 3 in our past. What is that? Six games. Mm-hmm. We're .500 team right now. If we don't have those 3 overtime losses. So this is a mediocre team at this point in the season. I don't look at the 5-2 number because that's very deceptive right now. This team is .500 right now. The way that I look at it, we lost 3 times. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
I get your whole idea of it, but like, there's a reason why they gave the point. So they used to do it that way, right? They used to go to overtime, and you say whoever wins overtime gets the point. Well, what happens is teams would just not try and score, and then they would just split the point in a tie. And like, well, I don't want shootouts deciding 2 points. Like,
I think. Well, then, I don't know what the solution is, but because you obviously you can't do overtime, but
I think there's no perfect solution to regular season hockey, and it's just that's the way it is. Hello, cat.
Stupid cat.
The cat and its witch. The cat and its witch cackling in the background.
Yeah, my cat, for those of you that are just listening on podcast, my cat Binks, who's a black cat, decided to jump up onto the desk without any knowledge of me, and just he almost knocked over my Dr. Pepper onto the laptop. So,
and then his wife cackled like a witch.
I know, right? You can see her in the background. So, all right. Well, anyways, so super frustrating. That's just the general overview of tonight. Two games that we should have won, especially tonight. I felt like we were the better team tonight, and we just didn't take our chances. And when we didn't have – we took stupid penalties, okay? That's the other thing. So one stupid penalty got us screwed over. That's what happened. That's my outlook in a nutshell from this game. Okay, so – we've been really negative, so let's talk about something good that happened. And we kind of hit it a little bit. Jake Ottinger.
Otter's fabulous.
Yeah.
Really good.
So 931 save percentage despite the overtime loss tonight.
Really good hockey player.
Save 27 out of 29 and save 3 out of 4 on the power play. So he's looked good. So you could see it in the first two games that he won, and he got lucky because the Stars gave him a bunch of goal support. They gave him 6 goals in his first win and 7 in the second.
I wish we had a few of those right now.
Yeah, right. I would take a couple from those and put them in these last two games. In those two games, you could kind of tell he was having a little bit of an issue, like looking through the traffic and everything, trying to look through bodies to find that puck.
And grabbing rebounds.
But the past two games, he's looked excellent on both of those things.
Both of those things, he's looked tons better. So I've really enjoyed watching him play. So I hope that could just carry on, because that would be fantastic if we have two great goaltenders again.
So I was honestly a little bit surprised that he was going to get the start tonight. So maybe that was the original plan after the whole Hudobin debacle. I was really scared for a second. I thought it was going to turn into like a team issue or something like that.
The way he said it was so weird.
I know. Like, and
internal issue. Just say he missed practice.
Well, that kind of leads me to believe that maybe he did miss practice, but maybe there was something else behind that, because that. I don't know. That just seems.
You think it's a conspiracy?
No, I don't think it's. Do 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 do. I just don't know. It seemed like there was something else there that they probably just dealt with, and it's at this point it's not a big deal.
I think Bones just doesn't know how to talk good. I think he's bad at talking good.
Maybe that's true. Just the way he came out and said, Dobby will not be playing tonight. He's not even going to be on the team, dressed for the team in this game, talking about Sunday. That was weird. So, I'm glad that both our goaltenders are doing great, but I just wish we could get him the wins. I mean, he's 2-2 now because the Stars couldn't figure it out tonight. So.
You think you got to find the goals next game, so I don't think that they can continue this much longer. It'd be pretty impressive if they could, so.
Right, so.
We're hopeful.
I feel like if we played like this and we just got we scored the chances. Like, we take the chances, we put them in the back of the net, we'd be fine. But that just didn't happen today. I really like the addition of Jason Robertson on the line with Hintz and Gerionov. What did you think about that?
Yes, that was very good. I like Robertson. He should have scored a couple times. Come on, Robert. Idiot. Score the puck. But anyway, yeah, he looked good with him. He looked fast. He looked like he was taking his shots, too. He wasn't just deferring to the other two guys. He's holding his ground. So, yeah, I think he played great.
Right. He's got a two-game point streak now after scoring the butt goal, and then... And then
that was a beauty. That was a beauty.
Or as I think Josh put it, he said the badonkadonk goal. And he's got himself an assist tonight. So, pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So,
Those are the only two good things I could think of.
Well, I mean, and we would be talking about a lot more good things if we had won the game. Because, honestly, we didn't play bad. We really didn't.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at earlier. Like, as a team, we played decent, but they're like I said, like in the preseason stuff. Like, we need someone to step up and decide to play good. Roope tried, but he couldn't finish the deal. So we need one guy to step up and take the goals that are available, because they were available. We just need someone to cash them in.
Yeah, Foxa could have scored. Como could have scored on his breakaway.
Like, half of the team could have.
Yeah, right, yeah. And Ben had his chances. Heiskanen had chances. And then Alexiak even had a chance, too. So, it was really frustrating. All right, other stats for the night that came out. The one glaring one is the hits. I don't know if you're looking at the hits, but the hits tonight.
Yeah, we hit a lot of people.
Yeah, it was 25-11 in favor of the Stars. Now, part of that is that we're the home team, so the home stats are normally going to favor the Stars anyway. But still, that's a considerable margin considering how well we played. So, did you think we were over physical, and that was part of our issue with the game tonight?
I didn't think we were over physical. I just think Chicago is not physical at all. So I think that's what it more boils down to than anything.
Right. I agree with you there. Block shots. There were over 30 block shots in this game tonight.
There was a lot of block shots.
Yeah. So 19 for Chicago, 13 for Dallas. And then giveaways were pretty equal. 12 for Chicago, 15 for Dallas, which that seems like a lot, right? 27 giveaways?
That's what I'm saying. Scorekeepers are different in every arena, dude. It's crazy.
So did you feel like there were a lot of turnovers that the Stars had tonight?
I didn't.
No.
Did you?
Oh, well, especially in the third period, I thought so.
Well, yeah, in the beginning of the third, it was very shaky. They were after us, and we weren't ready for it.
Yeah, and we just didn't come out with the same chutzpah as we did in the first or second period. So, and then faceoff percentage, 60 to 40. So we dominated in the faceoff circle, but it, again, didn't matter.
Didn't help. It don't matter if you don't score the pucks.
All right, and then, you know, again, we got over 30 shots, so we're finally getting the shots and everything. It was 35 to 29 in favor of the Stars, but
we need the SIGs, not the SOGs.
Right, yeah.
Shots and goal, not on goal.
Seriously, so.
That's not a real stat, everybody. That's fake. I'm just being stupid.
Nice SAGs.
No, we don't need SAGs either. Definitely not SAGs.
Shots at goal?
Nope,
is that a thing?
No.
All right.
The next game's on Thursday against Carolina. Go watch it.
Yep. What time is it at, Chris?
It is at 7:30 Central Time, which is 8:30 Eastern Time, which is also 5:30 West Coast Time, and which is also, I don't know.
2:30 in Hawaii. How about that?
It's 2:30 in Hawaii.
Actually, I don't know. It may be 2:30 or 3:30, one of the two.
I think I said the West Coast one wrong, too. I don't know.
No, you were right. West Coast is 2 hours behind us, so you were right.
Boom. Smarticles.
Smarticles. I like that.
That's engineering right there, baby.
That's the best you can come up with, is smarticles?
Hex, yeah.
Okay, guys. So to wrap it up. Don't take
we want more penalties. Goals and don't take stupid penalties.
Don't take stupid penalties and, you know, take our chances and put it in the back of the net, for goodness sakes.
We want more hockey goals.
All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Along with Chris, I'm Ryan Chambers. You can follow us on Twitter at StarcasticR. You can also follow us on Instagram and our YouTube channel, where we put all of our podcasts as well. We'll see.
Give us 5-star review for great predictions from Chris and bad ones from Ryan.
Sure.
We'll see you Thursday night after we beat the Kings.
Good night, guys. We'll catch you guys on the
4-2 is the prediction.